الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا صدق الله العظيم We were discussing prior to last week intentions that one can make whilst reciting the Quran and Majid in order to gain maximum from the recitation of the Quran and Majid. But while said that, you know, last week some other topic and subject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in mind and we discussed something else. And alhamdulillah, the result has been so encouraging to the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His karam and His ihsan, that we find young people, young children, youth are making intentions of giving up their sins, of connecting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realizing that the life which we are thinking to be a life of happiness and life that is bringing us pleasure and joy is nothing but filth. And when this realization comes into a person, it is a very great ni'mat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes because of the sin that we are committing, we think it to be a very, very difficult sin to leave, because many are major sins, from the kabair type of sins, the major sins. And shaitan sometimes deceives us to think that it is not possible for me to leave this sin. And therefore the person loses the courage to even make an attempt to leave the sin. Forget making an attempt, a person doesn't even attempt making a niyat, an intention to leave the sin. Because it is sometimes for two reasons. One is that he thinks of himself to be so dirty and filthy and drowning in that particular sin and in the disobedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he feels that he cannot come out of it. He thinks that he cannot come out of it. He thinks himself to be so dirty on the one end, on the other, he feels he cannot come out of it. So both these things put together eventually lead him to the condition that he doesn't even make an intention and a niyat to leave out that sin. Whereas any sin, no matter how grave the sin may be, how serious a sin may be, we must remember that our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Kareem Allah, is a Rahim Allah. And when we think that our sins are such that they are so major, then we must remember that no sin is too big and too great and too major for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. And what types of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven. If we read the stories of those who have been forgiven by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of them who have eventually become the walis of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after committing major crimes, major sins, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them tawfiq and hidayat and guidance, not only did they just repent from those sins and become upright Muslims, but they became leaders in the community and they became the friends of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who then possessed those types of hearts that others took light from their hearts. That is what we recited, that part of the poetry which my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to recite with regards to the hearts of the Awliya Allah, that what type of hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them, the love of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burning in their hearts, and other hearts took light and took fire and began burning, took fire from this particular, their hearts, from this heart that was burning with the fire, with the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While discussing this, is an incident that comes to mind, which illustrates to us that never should one become despondent. Don't give up hope. Keep up hope in the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make an effort. That is why the ash'ar that Hazrat Amtullah Ali used to recite sometimes, Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گر گرائے جا. Whichever condition you may be in, whatever type of gunah you may be in, when the call comes from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, in the form of some realization that what I am doing is incorrect, it is displeasing to my Creator, it is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no matter what the magnitude of that particular guna may be, tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. Whatever condition you may be, how far you may have gone from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no need to lose hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us back, provided we make sincere tawbah. There is an incident that has been recorded about a youngster. It is mentioned that that youngster was involved in every type of sin and disobedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one could think of. Every sin one could think of, he was engaged and involved in. And his life continued like that. He had an elderly mother. And of course we know the heart of the mother, the concern that the mother has for the child. So she always concerned herself with his condition, gave him advice and nasihat to whatever extent she could. But all these things put together did not help in any way. Until this youngster fell sick. Now those of us that have some type of addiction to any type of guna, whether it is the addiction of looking at haram, or whether it is listening to haram, whether it is speaking evil, backbiting, or whatever guna that is related to the tongue, or whether it is a guna that is related to our limbs, our hands, our feet, or whether it is a guna that is related to our minds and hearts, irrespective of what type of guna it is, do not think that it cannot be given up. And do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive this guna. So this youngster, he continued this life of evil of his until he fell ill. And his illness was such that eventually there was no hope of recovery and he was in the throes of death. So when he realized that now there is no hope, of course we know at that time the regret that comes into a person's heart, that what did I do with this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave? What did I do with this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me, which was supposed to have been spent in the obedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fulfilling the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what did I do with my life? Now that realization struck, and we know that there's a type of fear that grips a person. So this youngster, of course, now worried that what's going to happen to me, and knowing that he's got nothing good to his credit, absolutely nothing. So he called his mother and respectfully told her that, "My beloved mother, the time for my departing from this world has come. And I have been disobedient to you. I never was a source of relief or comfort to you. I always troubled you. And beyond that, I have always transgressed the commands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have broken the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have led a life of sin. I have led a life in obedience to my nafs and to shaitan. And the time has now come for me to depart from this world." And he addresses his mother and says that, "You see, my mother, I have regret over whatever I have did. But I want you to do one or two things after I die. One is that just before I die, or immediately I have breathed my last, I want you to place my left cheek on the ground, on the earth. And on the right cheek, I want you to place your foot. I want you to place your foot on my right cheek. And then in this condition, you drag me." And saying these words, that this is the treatment of a person who has been disrespectful to the commands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has been disobedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, "Other than that, what I want you to do is that when I die, because of the type of personality that I had, and that I didn't leave anybody but I troubled them, so I do not want you to inform whether our neighbors or anyone else of my death. I want you to just arrange in a very, very quiet way and very discreetly my people to give me ghusl, kafan, and just a few people to go and bury me." This person, after having made this wasiyah to his mother, this youngster, he passes away. So according to his wasiyah, although we know what the heart of the mother is, but she fulfilled his wasiyat. She did what she was asked to do by allowing his left cheek to be on the ground. And with what type of a heart, as a mother, she must have placed her foot on his cheek and mentioned the words which she was asked to mention. Thereafter, she called a few people, three or four people, to arrange for his ghusl and for his kafan, and asked them not to announce his death, and take him quietly and go and bury him in the qabrastan. So these four people carry the janazah, and they are going, only to be met on the road by another wali of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes and he asks these people that, "Whose janazah is this?" They say, "We don't know. The only thing we've been asked is to give ghusl and to give kafan and to go read his janazah namaz and then bury him." So seeing only four people carrying this janazah, he said, "I will also join you." He joined this janazah, they brought it to the qabrastan, and this person who joined Later, he himself performed the janazah salah. And he, together with the others, lowered him into the qabr, closed the qabr, and then not far from there, this person notices, or he observes a woman crying profusely and raising her hands towards the heavens. She is crying and she is communicating and begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to his surprise, after a few moments, he hears from that very same woman the sound of laughter, happiness. So from a distance, this person asks this woman that, "I do not understand, a few moments ago you had been crying bitterly. We heard your crying, and then after that we hear a bit of laughter and your happiness. Can you explain?" So she says that, "Who are you?" So he says that, "I am Dhunnun Misri." She said, "Had it been somebody else, I wouldn't have disclosed what I am going to be disclosing to you shortly. But because you are Dhunnun Misri, that is why I am going to be disclosing to you what transpired." Who was Dhunnun Misri? Dhunnun Misri was from amongst the high ranking awliya of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned about Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala. How did he get the title of Dhunnun? Dhunnun means the person of the fish. Just as we may have heard or read somewhere the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah ta'ala. Similarly, there's an incident that has been recorded about Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala, that on one occasion they were traveling on a little boat, and one of those that were on the boat had some pearl with him, some very valuable stone, gem, and it so happened it went missing. So Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala, his appearance was that of an ordinary person, of a beggar type of a person. So they all suspected Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala, and they asked him for that pearl. So he said, "Listen, I haven't taken it and I know nothing about it." So they said that, "No, we want it from you." And when Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned to them that, "Listen, I don't have it," they began beating him up, and they beat him up severely. He began bleeding. When he couldn't tolerate it anymore, then he made an announcement that, "Bring the pearl." And then we find a whole lot of fish came up with pearls in their mouths. Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala took one of that and handed it over to this person. Then they realized who Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala was, and it is from there that he gets his name or his title of Dhunnun, the person of the fish. It is mentioned regarding Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala that when he passed away, after the janaza, after the ghusl was given, the janaza was being carried, and they were going past a masjid, and whilst going past the masjid, the adhan was being given, and whilst the adhan was being given, the muadhin comes to the words of "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah," and those that were carrying the body of Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala, we know certain places the body itself is not covered in the janazah, that like we have, it is certain places just carried on sticks. So it was observed that Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala's finger was being raised when "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah" was being recited and being called out by the muadhin. So when those that were carrying the janazah observed that, they immediately left the janazah down and thought Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala to be alive. So they opened the coffin quickly, only to realize that in reality he had passed away. But in spite of that, at the calling out of the muadhin of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahimahullah ta'ala raises his finger. Now this is where the awliya Allah, the high ranking walis and friends of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this woman says that, if you were not Zunnun Misri, I would have not told you what had transpired. And then she says that this youngster that has passed away is my son. And this is what transpired, and this is what he asked me to do. This was his wasiyat, that when he passes away, I must put my foot onto his cheek and the rest of it, and it should not be announced, and that he should be buried. But however, the fact that he is my son didn't allow me to stop there. So he said, she says that I came up to here, up to the boundary of this Qabristan, and I began crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begging for his forgiveness. And she says that when I cried for him and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, after a little while, I hear an unseen voice. And it was the voice of my son saying to me and calling out to me that, do not concern yourself and worry about me, because I have come back to a Rabbi Kareem. I have come to a Kareem Allah, and he has forgiven me. Now, just that remorse that this youngster had at the time of his death. At the time of the death, the remorse that a person has and the regret that a person has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making that a means of his forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making that a means that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all his major crimes and his major sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven. So those young ones, those of us who want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who make this niyat that we will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will leave out our sins, then remember that very quickly you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull and draw you towards Him. It is just that little effort that we will have to make. And as the words of my Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say that just take that little pain on the heart of leaving out of sins. That little pain that will be there at the outset, when a person is involved in something, when a person is engaged in some type of a sin to which he is addicted and he cannot leave it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of leaving that sin. Initially there will be that little pain that he will have to go through in order to leave that sin. There will be that pain. But take that pain for the sake of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our mashayikh mentioned, that it is also very easy when a person wants to do that. And there are certain things that have been shown. For instance, do not stay on your own. Go into the company of those that will remind you of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or read something that will remind you of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in the dhikr of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that pain is experienced, take that pain for the sake of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see what gardens Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses this person with in his heart. Then you will find that there will come a time when this person will realize that what I have been engaged in is nothing but filth. What he thought to be enjoyment, he will realize that it is nothing but filth, and filth through and through. And then he will get the true enjoyment, the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the closeness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we will have to turn to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not lose hope, whatever condition we may be in. To ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja, qudrat e zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. What is short in the treasures of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then, just as in everything else, we make a little effort before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. beg and cry before the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get up a little while before Fajr and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg and cry before the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Get up in the early part of the morning. Put the head down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. And cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry our hearts out, pour our hearts out before the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my beloved Allah, I could take this one step. Oh Allah, this one step has been taken. Oh my beloved Allah, you draw me towards you with your power of jazb. Oh Allah, you give me the courage to leave out the sin. Oh Allah, I know I am drowning, I am immersed in the sin. Oh my Allah, I know I have displeased you, but you love those servants of yours who turn to you in repentance and who ask you for forgiveness. Oh Allah, you love such servants of yours. Oh my Allah, no matter how far I may have gone from you, but Ya Allah, I want to return to you. I want to experience your love and your muhabbat, and I want to experience that sukoon and that peace of mind and contentment of heart. Oh my Allah, I want to experience it. And then see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the heart. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this road and this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easy for each and every one of us. And especially those that have made niyat and those that have made this intention that I will leave out whatever sin I have got in my life. Whatever sin, major, minor sin that I have got, I will leave it for the sake and for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remain steadfast on that and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for steadfastness on our tawbah. That Ya Allah, I'm making this tawbah. That is why my Shaykh al-Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, once again we are repeating that although dhikr should be made in these type of majalis, our Hazrat Ahmadullah Ali used to call it majalis of tawbah, where people used to come and make tawbah and repent from their sins, major and minor sins they used to repent from. And remember, there is nothing else but enjoyment. A person will get the true enjoyment in life, then a person will realize what he had been missing in life. We will not lose anything. That is why our Hazrat Ahmadullah Ali used to sometimes mention that when a person sometimes is thinking of making tawbah, then he feels that my life will become very straitened and it will be very narrowed and I will not enjoy life. My dear brothers, we are mistaken. If you want to know what is enjoyment in life, then ask the awliya Allah. Ask those who have tasted the closeness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closeness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what pleasure they had in their lives. Ask them, then we will know what we are experiencing, whether it is pleasure or whether it is something else. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawfiq. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to leave out all types of sins from our lives. Make an attempt and at least make a niyat. Whilst we are seated here, each and everyone, I myself, thinking deep down my heart, what are my sins? In how many ways I have distanced myself from my Creator. But in spite of that, look at my Kareem Allah, that He hasn't deprived me of any of the ni'mats of this world. My sight, my ears, my speech, my breathing, my internal organs, my outward limbs, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still blessed me. What a Kareem Allah. And that Kareem Allah must I displease? No, my dear brothers, think, let us think and make dua to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the courage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make sincere tawbah and abstain from all types of displeasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं, हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं, सरशार रहूं, होश रहे न मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं, अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विरदे जुबा ए मेरे इला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, तेरे सिवा माबूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मकसूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मौजूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मशहूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं, अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विरदे जुबा ए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, याद में तेरी सबको भुला दूं कोई न मुझको याद रहे, तुझ पर सब घर बार लूटा दूं खाना दिल आबाद रहे, सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं गम से तेरे दिल शाद रहे, सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं तुझसे फकत फरियाद रहे, अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विरदे जुबा ए मेरे इला ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाहु ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय क्या है मुझको तबाह, ए मेरे मौला meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdaron namasiya tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare guna O my beloved Allah, you are the most forgiving, therefore forgive all my sins. Tobi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere sare guna. Tobi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere sare guna. Ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir wird e zuba اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانو اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ ایچے شیرین است نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله O most loving, caring, compassionate Allah, O most tolerant Allah, Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, you through your infinite grace, Ya Allah, as once again, Ya Allah, you have gathered us here so that we may take your pure and pure name. Ya Allah, we may make tawbah from our sins. O my beloved Allah, all those that have made tawbah, accept their tawbah from all their sins. Ya Allah, we are asking you to forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah from all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day and those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, those sins that we have committed knowingly and those that we have committed unknowingly. Ya Allah, those sins that we have committed and even forgotten that we have committed those sins. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, you open your doors of maghfirat, open your doors of forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, we have raised these begging bowls before and all hearing Allah, all seeing Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we believe in you to be a most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafoor and you are Rahim. Oh my beloved Allah, do not send us back here, Ya Allah, without us being forgiven. Oh my beloved Allah, it is you that have gathered us here. Ya Allah, you gave the tawfiq to come. Oh my beloved Allah, these hands are raised and these begging bowls are raised before you. Ya Allah, with your given tawfiq, Ya Allah, with your given assistance. Oh my beloved Allah, hame wapas yahan se na umeed mat luta. Ya Allah, hamare tamam gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, saghira kabira, amadan sahwan, batini zahiri, ardi samawi, barri bahri, tamam gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, forgive our sins, forgive the sins of our parents, forgive the sins of our family members, forgive the sins of our children, forgive the sins of our near and dear ones, forgive the sins of those who have asked us to make dua for them. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of those who have made ihsan on us in any way. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us from all types of sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we have got nothing else but restlessness by sinning. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we have displeased you. Oh my beloved Allah, we have transgressed, we have broken your commands. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hai, khatakar hai, badkar hai, siyahkar hai. Oh my beloved Allah, we are dirty, we are filthy, we are napak, we are everything but Ya Allah, we are your slaves. Ya Allah, hum tere bande hai, tujhe thod karke hum gande jaye kahan. Oh my beloved Allah, where do we go to besides your door? Ya Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. Ya Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. Tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, if a dog is chased away from one butcher, it can always go to another. Oh my beloved Allah, a beggar goes from door to door begging. Sometimes he is chased away from one door, sometimes the door is shut on him at one place. Oh my beloved Allah, he can always go to another and get something. But oh my beloved Allah, if you shut your doors of mercy, if you shut your doors of maghfirat on us, oh my beloved Allah, where do we sinners go? Oh my beloved Allah, if you are only there for the pious, who is there for us sinners, my beloved Allah? Oh my beloved Allah, if you are only there for those that are your pious servants and your awliya, oh my beloved Allah, Allah, we sinful servants, we dirty slaves of yours, where do we go to? Oh my beloved Allah, open your floodgates of mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat. Oh my beloved Allah, those sincere servants of yours who have made sincere tawbah, Ya Allah, you accept their tawbah. Ya Allah, remove them from all the filth that they are in. Ya Allah, remove us and take us away from all the filth. Oh my beloved Allah, you give us courage. Oh my beloved Allah, let us sink. Ya Allah, let us realize filth as filth. Oh my beloved Allah, our problem, my beloved Allah, is that we have taken those things that are haram and filthy to be things that are clean and pure. Oh my beloved Allah, our inside is gone all filthy and dirty, my beloved Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts have gone filthy, dirty. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts have gone dead. Oh my beloved Allah, revive our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us clean and pure hearts. Ya Allah, may musaffa, mujarrad, mujaghla, muzakka, qulub, ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us those hearts that you grant your awliya siddiqeen. Oh my beloved Allah, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, my young friends that have made sincere tawba, that have made an effort to stay away from gunas, oh my beloved Allah, just for your pleasure and just so that you may become happy and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam may become happy. Oh my beloved Allah, fill their hearts with happiness, Ya Allah. Fill their hearts with your muhabbat. Fill their hearts with the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, let them taste, Ya Allah, the results of their tawbah, of the acceptance of their tawbah. Oh my beloved Allah, we want to see the results of everything. Oh my beloved Allah, when a student is studying, he wants to see at the end of the year that he passes the examination. Oh my beloved Allah, I'm haris, Ya Allah, the tawbah has been made. Ya Allah, let us see. Ya Allah, let us taste the results of our tawbah. Ya Allah, fill your muhabbat into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, remove all the filth from our hearts. Ya Allah, all the stench from our bodies, Ya Allah, remove. Oh my beloved Allah, through your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, grant our parents long life. Ya Allah, those of us that are blessed with parents, Ya Allah, grant them long life with afiyat and salamati. Ya Allah, those of them that are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifa-e kamil, ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, grant muhabbat between the hearts of parents and children. Oh my beloved Allah, today because of our weaknesses, Ya Allah, because of our disobedience to you, because of our distancing ourselves from you, Ya Allah, there is no more muhabbat left in the heart. There is no more respect left for each other. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my beloved Allah, today our homes are on fire. My beloved Allah, which home is there where there is no problems? My beloved Allah, fights, arguments, Ya Allah, physical abuse, Ya Allah, verbal abuse is continuing. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our homes. Our homes have become Jahannam on earth. My beloved Allah, we know it is because of our disobedience to you. Oh my beloved Allah, make us obedient servants of yours. Ya Allah, let us taste your ma'rifah and your, Ya Allah, Muhammad. Oh my beloved Allah, grant muhabbat between parents and children. Oh my beloved Allah, grant muhabbat between husbands and wives. Oh my beloved Allah, grant muhabbat between brothers and sisters. Oh my beloved Allah, today because of the wealth of this world, Ya Allah, we have become enemies of one another. Oh my beloved Allah, if we have wrongfully taken anyone's possession, Ya Allah, grant us the ability to return to whomsoever, whatever is due to them. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to respect our parents. Oh my beloved Allah, if we have been disrespectful to our parents in any way, oh my beloved Allah, if they are alive, then give us the courage to go and beg their forgiveness. us. Oh, my beloved Allah, make them happy with us. Ya Allah, let their happiness be our happiness. Let their grief be our grief. Let their pain be our pain. Oh, my beloved Allah, through your infinite mercy, make us obedient slaves and servants of yours. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, return Masjid al-Aqsa to the Muslims. Oh, my beloved Allah, throughout the world, Muslims are persecuted and tortured. Oh, my beloved Allah, you help and assist the Muslims. Ya Allah, the kuffar, the mushrikeen who have ganged up against the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, you make decision of hidayat for them as well. Ya Allah, they are also among the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant them hidayat as well. Ya Allah, if they are obstinate, Ya Allah, if hidayat is not muqaddar for them, Ya Allah, then destroy them. Just that they have destroyed the heart and the thabut. Oh, my beloved Allah, what zulm is being made on Muslims. Ya Allah, those Muslims that are in prison, my beloved Allah, and especially if it is because of your deed that they are in prison. Oh, my beloved Allah, you remove them from the problems they are in. Ya Allah, grant them freedom with izzat and afiyat. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant them freedom with izzat and afiyat. Ya Allah, grant them fairly sabr jameel. Oh, my beloved Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, the zulm that is being perpetrated on them, Ya Allah, because of that, Ya Allah, raise their ranks. Oh, my beloved Allah, make them close to you. Ya Allah, grant them your muhabbat. Ya Allah, grant them the taste of your muhabbat. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the best in this world. Ya Allah, grant us the best in the akhirah. Oh, my beloved Allah, you distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, those of our sincere friends that have made sincere tawbah, my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, distance them from nafs and shaitan. Oh, my beloved Allah, you help and assist them. Ya Allah, you help and protect them. Ya Allah, protect them from in front and from behind. Protect them from the right and from the left. Ya Allah, protect them from above and from beneath. Ya Allah, grant us all, Ya Allah, halal risk. Ya Allah, grant us halal risk. Ya Allah, grant us sufficient halal risk. Ya Allah, grant us barakat in our risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those of us that are sick, grant us shifa'i kamila ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, whoever is sick, Ya Allah, change the ni'mat of sickness, change the bounty of sickness to the ni'mat of good health. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are not in need of hospitals. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are not in need of medication to give shifa. Ya Allah, those that are suffering from cancer, those that are suffering from these type of sicknesses, oh, my beloved Allah, we may think that there is no cure to this, but Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. If you wish, Ya Allah, you could give shifa to us at the Yuhu alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh, my beloved Allah, what type of sickness he had. Oh, my beloved Allah, after years you gave him shifa. Oh, my beloved Allah, you have qudrat over everything. Oh, my beloved Allah, those that are sick and suffering pain, oh, my beloved Allah, remove the pain, remove the anxiety, remove the problems of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hame ek aur nek bana de. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove our differences. Ya Allah, grant us the best in this world and the best in the akhirah. Ya Allah, when the time of our mood comes, take us away to Madinah Tayyiba while reciting salat and salam before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our souls be extracted. Ya Allah, tamanna hai ke gulzare Madinah abu watan hota, wahi jita, wahi barta, wahi goro kafar hota. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us a mubarak mood in Madinah Tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, if this is not muqaddar for us, Ya Allah, wherever it may be, grant us a mubarak and pleasant mood. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death visit us when we are engaged in any type of your, Ya Allah, disobedience, in any type of guna. Ya Allah, save us from an evil mood. Ya Allah, save us from an evil mood. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us a pleasant mood. Ya Allah, what a type of mood will that be if you are engaged in any sin and malakul mood visits us. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, before your entire creation, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be getting up in the form of that sin. Oh, my beloved Allah, you will save and protect us. We know we are not worthy of anything. We are the most sinful of your service on the surface of this earth, my beloved Allah. We acknowledge every sin of ours. Ya Allah, there is nobody else for us besides you. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, grant us the best in this world. Ya Allah, grant us all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Ya Allah, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for protection from. Ya Allah, there are so many hands that are raised at this part of the evening. Ya Allah, all have raised their hands before Kareem Allah, before Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you know the inner desires of each and everyone that is seated here. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever the jais and permissible needs of each and everyone is here, whether it is related to this dunya, Ya Allah, and whatever our needs of the akhirah, Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, from your treasures, Ya Allah, you fulfill all our needs. Ya Allah, grant us the best in this world. Grant us the best in the akhirah. Ya Allah, through the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask you to accept our du'as. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallimu barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyina mulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alameen.